He has surged, or the federal government has surged agents from different groups. The FBI said yesterday they're sending folks in. Tell me about these protests, because the images look pretty intense of what has happened in between people on the streets of Chicago. We're showing some of that video now around immigration issues. As I understand, yesterday, ICE authorities shot a Chicago woman in the Brighton Park area. Secretary Noem claimed ICE fired defensive shots at this woman who was armed, who had appeared in a Border Patrol intelligence bulletin previously. She claims that federal agents were surrounded and were threatened. What are local authorities telling you about what they think happened here?
Well, they lie, right? The Trump administration lies. We have a president who's a known liar, and they have been lying about the situation all along. And in fact, they even shot tear gas grenades, I think, at a reporter who was simply driving by with her window open. Mm-hmm. And so we're urging our protesters, remain calm, peaceful protests, exercise your First Amendment rights, but videotape everything. Everybody has a phone, tape everything, so we actually have real evidence of what is happening. We know the Trump administration lies consistently. And what I am hearing is that, for the large part, people are being very quiet, are being very respectful, but ICE is being very aggressive. Remember that they are zip-tying children. They are raiding apartment blocks in the middle of the night, separating children from their families, pulling people out onto the streets naked. They are using Gestapo tactics in Chicago, and this is what Trump wants to do, right? He wants to intimidate the people of Chicago. That's not going to happen. And we're going to document everything and make sure, just as the judge in Portland said, that these requirements, these orders from the Trump administration are not actually tied to reality.